I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, April 26. Coming up, government officials tour sections of Portland affected by recent heavy rains. Office of the Children's Advocate designs internet safety guide for parents, and $850 million allocated to assist small and medium-sized enterprises. The details after the break.
JCDC and the Tourism Enhancement Fund present Jamaica Made, the main audience day's experience of the 2016 Jamaica Visual Arts Exhibition. Jamaica Conference Center, April 24, exhibition launch. April 29, schools arts day out. May 8, awards ceremony. Enjoy the exhibition free, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. View and vote for the best Jamaican art pieces. Participate in the public mural and make it and share it project and much more. Visit www.jcdc.gov.jm for further details.
Now the news. Government officials on Tuesday toured sections of Portland severely affected by recent heavy rains. The tour sought to assess the scope of the damage and determine relief efforts going forward. The team was led by Minister of State in the Office of the Prime Minister with responsibility for works, Everald Warmington, and Minister of Labor and Social Security, Shahini Robinson. Other members of the tour party included Permanent Secretary in the Labor and Social Security Ministry, Colette Roberts-Risden, and representatives from the National Works Agency. Relief supplies and food packages were also handed out to residents in the worst affected communities. Communication and Customer Services Manager at the NWA, Stephen Shaw, says the adverse weather conditions caused a variety of difficulties in several communities within the parish.
It's a combination of things. Siltation, scoring, fallen trees, land slippages, and breakaways. Those are among the things that have happened as a result of the inclement weather. Insofar as damage is concerned, the Berrydale area, Millbank, Comfort Castle, Ginger House, Seaman's Valley are the areas that would have suffered mostly. Also, sections of the town of Fort Antonio were flooded.
Mr. Shaw was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The country's small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, are to benefit from grants and loans this fiscal year, which will help to enhance business productivity. A sum of $850 million has been set aside in the 2016-2017 estimates of expenditure to facilitate this and other initiatives under the Jamaica Foundations for Competitiveness and Growth project in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. President of the Small Business Association of Jamaica, Hugh Johnson, says this intervention by the government is a most welcomed gesture.
We are grateful for any intervention. We are grateful for the $800 million. I'm sure a lot more will be in the making for us because we are badly in need of it as it relates to developmental fund.
Mr. Johnson was speaking in an interview with JIS News. 24 farmers will receive international organic certification through a memorandum of understanding recently signed by the Jamaica Agricultural Society, the JAS, and the Jamaica Diaspora Agriculture Task Force. JAS President Norman Grant says under the MOU, the first National Champion Organic Farmer Competition will be staged at the 2016 Denby Agricultural Show, and the organization will host workshops on sustainable and organic farming practices. The MOU will also facilitate a two-week stay at the United States-based University of Delaware Agricultural Institute for the 2015 National Farm Queen. Head of the Jamaica Diaspora Agriculture Task Force, Kimon Gooden, says the agreement represents a strong collaborative commitment to participate in nation building.
We are focused most importantly on food security, organic farming, and sustainable farming practices. And so we're launching a series of projects in partnership with JAS this year to push those agendas forward.
And in a move to help prevent the exploitation or abuse of children via social media, the Office of the Children's Advocate, OCA, has designed an internet safety guide for parents. The document will be distributed across the island during Child Month in May. Children's Advocate Diane Gordon-Harrison says the guide, entitled Be Social, Be Smart, is putting power in the hands of parents to protect their children. Mrs. Gordon-Harrison describes the document as easy to read, with tips for parents and children on how to identify and address potential dangers.
It encourages the reader to be sociable while making them aware of the potential dangers which may arise with the usage of the internet and social media.
The safety guide has three primary sections. Part 1 deals with the susceptibility of children to abuse, while Part 2 outlines the importance of online safety. The third section of the manual provides self-help tips focusing on parents and children. Mrs. Gordon-Harrison is advising parents to monitor their children's use of computers and smartphones in order to prevent them from accessing inappropriate content. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.